Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Pigs. In ancient Greece, they were considered monsters. Theseus defeats a sow that terrorizes a village. They're banned by various religions and described as filthy, unclean, and selfish. But did you know, people keep pigs as pets, and some say they're more intelligent than dogs. They're more than just bacon for your eggs. They're an important part of our culture. Think Animal Farm, Miss Piggy, Spirited Away, Charlotte's Web, and Babe, to name just a few. So this week, I'm looking at three new movies about pigs from Russia, the US, and France. There's Life as a Pig on a Bucolic Farm in Europe, A Truffle Pig Kidnapped in Oregon, and A Happily Married Woman in Paris Who Discovers Her Husband is a Pig. Alice, written and directed by Josephine Macquarin. Alice Ferrand, played by Émilie Pipponnier, lives the perfect life in Paris. She has a good job, friends, a loving husband, Francois, who's a writer, played by Martin Swaby, and together they own a very nice apartment. She put all her money into the mortgage. They're raising their three-year-old son, Jules. Until one day, out of the blue, all her credit cards are rejected, her bank account is empty, her insurance is canceled, and her husband is nowhere to be seen. What's going on? It turns out Francois has been withdrawing money from their joint account for more than a year and stopped paying bills. The bank manager says there's nothing he can do. He's been warning them for 6 months to make payments or lose their home. But what about me? Asks Alice. That's my money in the flat. Why didn't you contact me? So after a bit of sleuthing, Alice discovers Francois spent it all on a high-priced escort agency. And when she visited the place undercover to find out more and how much they charge and things like that, she's offered a job there. It may be the only way she can come up with the 7,000 euros she needs to save her home by the end of the month. Alice is a great unexpected drama about a young woman entering the sex trade, how she takes care of her young son, and the friendship she develops with another escort from New Zealand named Lisa, played by Chloe Borum. It's funny, quirky, and quite moving, actually, including some hilariously awkward encounters with clients. Strange sex scenes. Unusual for movies about sex workers and so-called fallen women, this one is about the sense of empowerment Alice gains from her new line of work. The dangers she faces in the film are not from the job itself, but from a disapproving moralistic public and possibly from her husband, who reappears tail between his leg asking for forgiveness. Pipponnier is excellent as Alice as she changes from a naive and nervous mom into a woman who sticks up for herself. And Swaby is also great as the self-centered and needy Francois. I like this movie a lot. Gunda, co-written and directed by Victor Kosakowski. What's it like to live as a pig? Well, this black and white documentary follows seven piglets and their mom over the course of their lives from birth until, well, the end. Squirming in the hay, fighting for their term at the sow's nipples, or playing in the fields. The enormous mom takes care of all of them, herding them around from place to place with nudges from her snout. I've never seen this before. We also encounter cows lying down at rest or standing up side by side in sort of a 69 position, using their tails to whisk flies off each other's faces. And there are also some majestic chickens jauntily walking around outside of their coop, including one with one leg. This is not an exposé of factory farming. Instead, it shows the contrast of life in traditional farms and animal sanctuaries. Humans don't appear in the camera, but the animals react to the camera's presence, staring right at you, the viewer. Gunda is 90 minutes long, and to be honest, not much happens, but it's not boring, more relaxing than anything else. It's shot in gorgeous black and white, and you can really feel these animals' emotions, almost read their minds. I'm not a vegan or vegetarian or anything like that, but it did make me think about where my food really comes from. So if you want to lean back and watch life on a farm on the big screen, Gunda is for you. Pig, co-written and directed by Michael Sarnowski. Rob, played by Nicolas Cage, is a hermit who lives in a cabin deep in the Oregon woods along with a furry pig. He's totally off-grid. No phone, no electricity, or even running water. He washes and drinks from a nearby stream. He cooks with a wood-burning stove. And he listens to old cassette tapes on his battery-operated boombox. The truffles the pig digs up provide him with enough money to survive. He sells them to a guy named Amir, played by Alex Wolff, a young hotshot who pays cash for the truffles. Amir is a truffle broker from Portland, Oregon, with an unironic mustache who drives to the cabin in his flashy yellow sports car. But Rob's world is turned upside down one day when someone knocks him out in the middle of the night and steals his pig. So he orders Amir to drive him into Portland to find the pignapper. No pig means no truffles, and that would be the end of Amir's only income source. But he has a reputation to uphold. How can Amir drive to Portland's most exclusive restaurants with this filthy monosyllabic hobo in rags, his face covered with dried blood, a man who can barely take care of himself? But once they're in Portland, it soon becomes clear that this hermit was once well known in the Portland restaurant scene. So famous that even now the mere mention of his name will open all doors. Who is this mysterious man? Why did he disappear? Who stole his pig? And how can he get her back again? Pig is a wonderfully dark, picaresque journey through hidden Portland. It takes you from a cabin in the woods to a secret fight club, to a wine cellar hidden within a cemetery, to a power broker's mansion. It's told in three chapters, each with a cryptic title referring to one particular dish. Pig is a film about foodies, but it's not food porn. It rarely dwells on the cooking and the eating. Nicolas Cage is terrific as this brooding man with deep thoughts who takes every punch given but always gets up again, hiding a deeper pain somewhere inside. He always looks like he's about to explode in violence. Now, Nicolas Cage has been hit or miss in his movies, but I'll watch Alex Wolff in anything he does. I've never seen a bad performance from him. Pig is intense, surprising, and just all around great. I recommend this movie. Alice will be available VOD on Tuesday. Gunda is now playing digitally and on VOD, that's video on demand, and you can see Pig in theaters nationwide, except not yet in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.